Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. We sure do. This is Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network.org. It's October 8th. 2017. It's a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I want to apologize to the audience if it seems as if I might have a little bit of time being able to talk. That's what happens when you get wired jaw and then unwire and try to talk. Got a wired jaw. I call it my POW jaw. That's what happens when, the only reason I'm mentioning that because I'm going to try to tie it in the show today. I never talk about the military and the fact that the thing is not out to tell war stories. Because we are at war, and on a lot of levels, for real. And I don't think I could ever handle giving more accolades to the people in Las Vegas that helped each other during the indiscriminate shooting of people. I'm not so sure it's indiscriminate, to tell you the truth. Anybody in the military, you know, knows that when you're prepared like that to be a shooter, you work on it. Took him a long time. Probably took years after he's scoping out all kinds of places. But think about the people and, you know, how they helped each other. That's the American way, you know. I was in, you look at people that want to, you know, help others. And when you have life and death hanging on the balance, I have connections in Las Vegas. I was trying, you know, I couldn't talk really, so, you know. Had people check things out in the real world way. I got lawyer friends and all kinds of friends in Las Vegas in the casino business. Known them for a long time. And I finally, you know, my contacts figured out what was going on in Las Vegas, find out if my friends are alive. Excuse me. Lawyer friends. And I find out that a couple of my lawyer friends who, you know, are rainmakers, they make $2 to $5 million a year in their law practice. and they're out there helping. Got at the University of Nevada, which now I'm beginning, looking back on my life, I was offered a professorship at the University of Nevada once. Yeah, that was when the water was first starting, you know, when the water contamination was there. And I started on RBN 11 years ago. They have a judge college there, and it's kind of connected to the university. I look back on that now, past few days, I was thinking, you know, yeah, I could have taken that, you know, but I was offered and to be here at RBN, and I'm glad I did. Look how far we've come. We've got amicus curiae briefs, courts, changed the composition of the health system and the depopulation by sterilants in the drinking water by Dr. John Holden, exposed the President of the United States for social genocide, developed the concept of the grand jury of science and technology, which I fully expect to implement in my lifetime. But I can't compare I can't compare myself to the people in Las Vegas who helped each other and worked that through. They showed a spirit. Because we live in a world of hate and trying to get rid of baptism in churches, the decrease of religion and belief systems. I had a couple of shows ago on Parker Pathways, was talking about the Star Trek Discovery television series that's going to be on air. It starts next week. If you remember, this was in August on Parker Pathways, where the use of the word God or the sentence for God's sake or the mention of God cannot be used in Star Trek Discovery because it's set into a post-God world in the 23rd century. And there isn't any God. There isn't any system of the fact of the faith of the real world or any form of religion. The Pew Research Center estimated that was last year, that the numbers of religiously non-affiliated would rise from 1 billion in 2015 to 3 billion in 2060. And the concept of there will not be any religion that people know it. Of course, there will be other religions that are forms of Satanism, divinations, things of this sort, as the process of other religious groups to be of the concept of the darkness. And the Star Trek Discovery, of course, is coming in, actually, when I think about it. They mean this, by the way. They mean this. The elites mean this. And you put that in context of California, for instance, having the governor sign an edict that it be a sanctuary state. And also, to give protection to illegal, 10 million illegal people, estimated 10 million. And there are figures floating around in California they're saying it's 2.1 million, 2.3 million. What the hell is a few thousand people that are illegal criminals and psychopaths? that they're living in California, which they specifically want to protect. And, of course, the state's codified, you see, the commitment to return criminal aliens back on the street. And they've done it with a straight face. The idea is saying, well, this is against Trump. This is against President Trump. And which is the social communists are saying, well, this is an inhumane deportation machine, the idea of custom enforcement. And you take a look at that from the standpoint of the future as it stands within Star Trek Discovery on the TV series, which is really a promotion of Sandrana, the Akalusis, which is a form of the occult devil worship, which is sweeping America, and the destruction of churches, people that are into the process of developmental psychology, and the formation of data, which I'm going to get to in a minute, as it relates to Hillary Clinton. This is real world stuff we're not talking about. The other fact, and until, you know, Governor Brown signing the bills for the reducing the crime for the transmission of HIV and homosexuals and bisexuals. And this particularly bothers me, sanctuary state bothers me to the core for what the implications of the social aspects of things are in the real world, what it means for the control of the water. The bill in the California Senate 623 to tax water, so to give that tax what they call to the less unfortunate who don't have clear water. I mean, in other words, the state took away the water itself in collaboration with foreign governments and with China particularly and with the government itself, the farmland, and then literally poisoned the people who lived in the foreign lands and in the process of it by various other methods in the water. And that's the real world. And the blacks complaining, you know, in Flint, Michigan, didn't pay their water bill for 16 years. You see the difference? So you have they do that, and then in California, but have people be taxed on the water they drink. And you're already paying for the water. By the same time, the United Nations says that people don't own the water. Yet you have Ben Nestle, who was on my first and second week of Parker Pathways 11 years ago, saying, well, he's going to get out of America because he didn't want the chloramine issue. If I hadn't exposed, and doing after 3 to 5 years' work, of analyzing peer-reviewed medical cases over 900 major projects on human beings. That's a government-owned work I'm talking about. It's not some esoteric BS institution that's like the present institutions you have today where the millennials are thinking, well, I want to hit it big with my own IPO and work it out. Now, this is different. See, this is the real world different of investment. You take today's show, the cornerstone shows are all based in China. China, we owe a lot of debt to China, so China last week bought up another 15% of America. In the real world we're talking about. And Arista Networks Incorporated, that's $191 a share. They They make the networks for Microsoft and Amazon and Alphabet. They're providing a new cloud, a computer cloud, which will be in the form of in connection with China. It will be the next generation data center, which will be located, the one will be in MIT, where all the medical records of the world, with the one in Switzerland. But Arista Networks, of course, are setting up the networking cloud for China. And you have Cina Corporation. That's $115 a share, as it was a few hours ago. And it's one of the largest social media companies in China. What China took up today is they've done more purchasing in South Africa last week. They're buying up parts of the country. And they have been doing that for the past 9 years. But for the United States, 15% out. China's interested in irrigated properties. And, of course, those kind of deals where the United States government just comes in and tells a farmer, let's say he's got 15,000 acres for one farmer, let's say, in Nebraska, where they're changing off different types of genetic wheat, which is absolutely going to, you know, for the human survival. And so China, the government is a surrogate, you know, and they go in and they take the land. It's eminent domain. This is your check. We don't give a crap if your farm, you know, your family has been farming for the past 95 years. That's a real case I'm giving you. You have YY Inc. ADS. It's a Chinese internet company where they're making a fortune. You see, they're $80 a share, but they're working on gaming. In other words, these are brain-controlled games that you buy in the store. Everybody's into gaming. And it's been that way for several years. There was a Mexican company that was selling computers in the United States 10 years ago and on CompuServe, and there was they were just making a fortune on gaming. But they was all based upon what Microsoft's new brain project would be looking like. And when Obama became president, of course, the brain project went in. And I'm one of the reviewers on that project. But the off-road products of Fox Factory Holding are selling for $41 a share. And what you have to pay attention to, what China is really interested in, they even tried to buy Fox Factory last week, is they're trying to get everybody out of cars and in the world. You see, they want to get rid of cars and getting the electric acid, mine lithium, but they don't understand you got to have water to mine lithium to have the electric car. And but they're going into bicycles, but they want the bicycles to look differently. So, you know, you have the billionaires who are floating out the big projects for the bicycles to be different sets of information as computerized to connect it to the brain. That's the real world, see? So you have Hillary Clinton, who is at Stanford University at the data and data center at the Stanford Data Science Development Project on collecting the data. When we get back from the other end of the break, it's 800-313-9443. This is not a fantasy, folks. It's time you take a listen. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I better make a comment as to why I'm upset at Governor Brown decreasing the crime designation from manslaughter to involuntary manslaughter for the transmission of HIV between homosexuals and bisexuals and other people who practice anal sex. Let's call it the way it is. Because in my medical school days, in terms of the fact that I was lucky to be on the team of, there were 90 of us at the time when HIV required, before that time when it required 28 drugs for an AIDS patient per day. That was the state of the art at the time. And it always amazed me that if you took any amount of work, a whole institute was made on the death penalty, Independent Payment Advisory Board, and which I talk about extensively, which President Obama left in there if it wasn't repealed by Congress or the House of Representatives, by two-thirds of the House of Representatives and two-thirds of the Senate, but then it become a constitutional edict. And they conveniently left out the AIDS care system, in fact. But it's just me. It's just a personal thing with me. If you want to have sex that way and transmit a death-defying virus, then you go ahead. Okay, the whole point is, I can remember when I was starting on the water and the fact of the various trihalomethanes and dextrosaxane byproducts that were the government's own work, by the way, and the whole aspect of it. And I already knew that HIV virus would survive about 11 days on a counter. You know, that research has been done many, many times, years ago, in fact. But as now we got down to one pill, and you can still have sex any way you want, but you're killing somebody. That's my view, okay? You're talking to one of the guys that was the real researcher in that area. That was when they had all this BS about cannabis and we're going to help the cancer patient. And then they put the HIV patients in there, and they got worse because there's certain tetrahydrocannabinols, of which there are over 18,000 cannabinols in marijuana. People don't know where any of these cannabinols go, even to this day. And that's another shocking social thing. But what the hell, let's forget it. You're going to have God in the thing, no religion. Have Star Trek come out next week, and you're going to watch it and say, blah, blah, wonderful. We're going to have a new Captain Kirk, and we're going to work the whole thing. And so the governor says, now we're going to lower the crime a little bit. It's going to be involuntary manslaughter, and then, you know, and work it through. That's just me. I'm telling you the truth of it. That's the real world, and that's the way it goes. Yet this is why I'm going back to other things here today, to give you a little sense of the reality. Okay, you don't want God. You don't give a damn about the process of your own water that you're drinking. You don't care about law because you haven't done a damn thing to go against these bastards in Congress to put the thing. There are only three or four people like us in the country we've got that put in right briefs to go in against the corporations and thing. And you allow China to buy 15% of America over the weekend because you need your latte? I'm going to get into that in this 3 hours. Now, maybe I'm not the right guy for you this morning, but I'm pissed. And the thing comes down to the fact that if you don't get this act together to understand what the hell is really going on in this country, you've got a good station, you've got a lot of good things going on, the whole thing. But the rest of the world out there don't get the, you know, they're not into it. They're not into it. They're into taxes, which is what I'm going to talk about in the next hour. And they're into other things. See, and what are the other things? I gotta, you know, if you look at Stanford and what Hillary Clinton said, I want you to understand where she was speaking so that you really get the picture. Okay, and she's at Stanford at the data center, the Stanford Data Science Initiative, which is at the university at Stanford, where you have data collection and processes of machine learning and data mining. It requires what they affectionately call expert direction. Well, you know, I'm a knowledge engineer, and the government had a thing. That wasn't some arbitrary standard industrial code that was given to people like me years ago. No, we made the news. We created the news. We had the processes. Like it was like when Dick Cheney said, we're going to take all the people off the ground on intelligence. We're going to use satellites. Okay? We're going to use satellites and everything, and everything went to hell after that. And you know why it did? Because they considered all the data, but nobody knew how to gather it. And the whole factors. So they had people like me who come along and say, well, let's put the matrix in. And, of course, I was using biological matrix. That's why I was so successful in Sigma 8. Because then the corporations took up Sigma 8. I didn't do a license agreement with that. I would be multimillionaire today off Sigma alone if that had happened. But no, I go to the thing and all of us, we said, oh, the corporations need to manage data. Well, you know what Hillary Clinton's complaining about to the people at Stanford in her Stanford data speech yesterday, and in terms of the process, they, well, I believe the Russians went and they added and gathered their data and the whole thing. Hey, lady, it was your own people that did that, and then you used the hammer to smash your own phone. Come on. Get a grip. The thing comes down to the fact of the process, but what the algorithms that were destroyed, she doesn't come out of the thing as the process of development, saying, well, the Russians' biases toward Trump. Listen, Trump was making deals for building hotels in Russia, for God's sake. You know? And then they start to think, well, we've got this thing on Trump. He went to a hotel and asked somebody to pee, to urinate on the bed that Obama and his wife slept in. Or, you know, you think the whole thing goes on. Well, meanwhile, I'm going to give you another taste, not to make a pun, and of what California has decided in terms of how this connects. This will all connect to China, I think, by the end of the 3 hours. See, in California, there's an example of a lot of states that have workman's compensation insurance. And the idea is that there are people in the legislature of California are saying, well, the African American is being discriminated against, that they're being disproportionately marked by the malady of hypertension. And the fact is, and I've talked about this, and on the university station. But the whole thing is that when you have a physician in workman's comp, you have causation, and which is necessary, but you as to the injury on the job, but you also have to include apportionment determinations. In other words, how much money is assigned to that injury? These are done also in front of administrative judges, which you have no chance to appeal. So there's a bill in California. It's called Senate Bill 617, and it's one single sentence, and it reads, Section 1. Section 4665 is added to the labor code to read, notwithstanding any other law, including but not limited to Section 4663, hereditary and genetics shall be excluded as the basis for causation for the purposes of determining the apportionment of a permanent disability, unquote. Now, you see, this all has to do, think about that. You're going to eliminate for the African-American heredity and genetics for hypertension because they feel discriminated against. See, this all has to do with salt. You see, you have to have salt. The process is a big movement about against salt. And the idea in the determined thing, you should read a book called The Salt Fix. And it's the idea that the war on salt. See, if you control the salt, which is going on in society through the food and under the climate change flag, you have the father, they say, well, if you have too much salt, you have heart problems. If you have too little salt, you won't get your electrolyte balance and the whole thing. Well, then take a look at your carbon dioxide and your electrolyte panel when you do clinical tests on a person. You'll find out damn fast where you land in this world. And the thing comes down to the fact that this is an actual labor code going into the fact, based upon the fact that blacks came to America as a life expectancy issue as slaves. And the African Americans lead a higher cardiovascular disease in stroke and kidney. Well, there's another reason that the African American does that. You know, it's based on another aspect. True, there's sickle cell anemia. True, there's hypertension. True, in the black community, that is absolutely true. But it's based on the notion of where slave traders in Africa had a habit of, they picked out a slave to lick a slave's face when they were on the ocean voyage from Africa to America. And a lot of Africans died en route. It's estimated about 15%. And it led to dehydration. So the idea that the slave trader was selecting a slave to lick the cheek of a saltier African to determine if they would live or not. And they were given a higher level of action on the ship that way. And the idea that the gene pool of African-Americans had been disproportionately marked by hypertension as the basis for SB 617. Now, it's estimated in medicine in the real world that about 35% of African-Americans are hypertensive. So they're causing about 20% of all the African American deaths, but they're saying that this has been attributed to slavery. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was governor in the legislature, they put a law that had a, called a racist system of the Court of Appeal law and the Court of Appeals in the Third Appellate District, and they endorsed in the, this idea of slavery, salt, and the disproportionate, calling it an apportionment of discrimination in a case called the City of Jackson against the Workmen's Compensation Board. And this is where we've gone. In other words, we're at the point now, you see, where medicine and the concepts of others, we're protecting the transmission of AIDS. We're protecting the concept through the criminal court, and at the same time, we're protecting in the real world the concept of slavery being what is called a disproportionate activity of discrimination because of an African American has hypertension because they have not taken care of themselves and had inadequate salt or had too much salt in terms of the development. Well, then they get tested, right? They're supposed to be tested in terms of the fact of this. You should have, so I'm writing a bill on my own. I would say if you're going to get welfare benefits from the government, you should have clinical tests of the fact that if you're an African American, then let's test your blood. Let's find out how many drugs you got in there. Let's find out how what your electrolyte balance is. There's only 7 tests. It can be done from your fingerprint of it, what is called the point of care in today's medicine. And the thing comes down to the fact, let's find out if you do have hypertension from salt. That's why I'm going to call them on it. The thing is the fact, you know why this is important? Because it all has to do with water. You know, when I walked into this RBN arena and the whole process, I brought to the table medicine. I brought to the table biochemistry. I brought to the table of Dr. John Hoagland's ecoscience of the process. I exploded and destroyed the population bomb that was written by Paul Ehrlich at Stanford. I changed the United Nations to the point that they call me a water baron. And the whole process of the fact that, you know, you think that that is a nice statement, but no. Water baron that was to be, you know, water baron is to be feared. And Hillary Clinton spent a turn of the fact at a data center, which is going to be set up to prove her point, really. In other words, she's trying to make a data center at Stanford to prove her point that the data shared data, this computing infrastructure was causing the fact that she could not be president. And that's the truth. You get a chance, if you want to find out what Hillary Clinton said and want to be a part of it, you can chase it down. It was at Stanford University, and they talk, and all the women in the audience clap, 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 clap. Nothing wrong with women clapping, but the whole thing, people in tears outside of the comparade, and they're talking before you go into the alumni room. Oh, I voted for her. They think a block was that 3 blocks long, and it turns the thing, and the people I know at Stanford are giving you the full picture, and it turns to the thing. Okay, yeah, and the whole idea that they go, oh, our country, the thing, oh, bless you, and they think it's like she's some kind of goddess or something. Hey, they got the Benghazi court system going on. They got the fact of the fact they've got some guy that they're putting the whole pace on, you know, of the Benghazi loss of our embassy people, and the whole thing, and I never forgot it. Hillary Clinton's in front of the committees, and they're asking her about all this. And I won't forget where she said, you know, what difference does it make? And the whole thing comes down to the fact that Uncle Sam shows up and says, we need your help on determining something, and it was the other aspect of things. You think if I said to Uncle Sam, what difference does it make, huh, as a knowledge engineer, and the fact that I'm going to place out data that would be helpful, okay? You just think about that. You got three Americans who earned the Nobel Prize for discoveries on the biological clock. You know why this was important? Excuse me. And why this was important is that it had to do with there's certain times that of the day and night where the genes control the body and in a way just like a clock. All right? And the whole fact of this is the fact that you have better effects, less effects when you take medicines in the molecular system in the body. So if you have the clock that improves human health in terms of one time, and it may not in another, it affects the whole world population. And so the fact of helping understand how people adapt to shift work and to the problems of cycles is important, more so than ever before, because people's clocks, their clocks themselves, their biological clocks, if you can, are changed by the weather and the climate and the facets of it. And what happened is, how was that data figured out? Well, by three separate people, which we'll go into, where they were doing gene therapy and other experiments, and discovered that during days and nights you can have these different patterns and different hormones in 24-hour patterns. They're called the circadian rhythm. So it turns out that these are age-related. So when Obama's group put in the death panel, they made sure that the giving of drugs was based upon government control, which is now most of those are generic drugs. So this is where we stand. We have at Stanford a former presidential candidate claiming that the process of the development of Russian data, hacking, setting it up, of course, eliminating the fact that most of the data shifts were already in the DNC. But who knew that? Who's keeping track of that? I mean, you have to be a political junkie to figure that out. That's what was happening in the real world. So I hope that we have an understanding that the people who were really involved in the aspect of the Las Vegas people who helped themselves, that they won't take away that spirit, because that's what Hillary Clinton was talking about, was taking away the spirit of the country. The digital hub. Did you know that the Russians and the Chinese have always been very big on oranges? And of course the genetic oranges in Florida are dying off. So China's figuring, well, we'll just buy the state of Florida and we'll try to figure that out. Okay. I was going to talk about, we had a slight interruption in there. So the people that working on the Nobel Prize, they had a situation where they were talking about genetics and weight. And they're saying, well, we have extra weight is tied to about 40% of the cancers. So, or linked to being overweight, but they haven't defined, you know, different ranges of people's weight. So, the carrying extra pounds, you know, type of story. Of course, they're ignoring the fact that that is the metabolic syndrome, which is, they're separate in terms of basic analysis of how they work with each other. The metabolic syndrome itself is very different. So with that concept, they had a question and answer series, and at Stanford. And I had someone put in a question about why the government under Clinton knew that they were decreasing male sperm and in their medical research. And I understand that when Hillary Clinton was given that question, She laughed, and she said, "Well, that question must have come from a Trump supporter." And then, no, it came from yours truly. And it dawned on me that really what the millennials are really interested in, I think some of the studies have worked it through that what they worry about is that they only care about some of the studies that have been done in Cambridge and finding out that they're just working in 4 hours thinking. And they worry about the type of water they're going to drink. And when the subject came up about the sale of Florida and orange groves to China, of course, that isn't a sale because we owe debt, see, so they make deals like that. They actually had a signing list of millennials to find out which China company would end up making that orange juice. And they did it on the same day that Hillary Clinton was giving her talk at Stanford in the data center, talking about how the Russians screwed her over. And it's happening on the same day that people are being operated on by some of the greatest, amazing Las Vegas surgeons, from a guy that's doing a shoot and destroying people's lives. And you see, they hid that part of the story. Just think about that. That's the real world. So the idea that people are helping other people won't be in anybody's movie. It won't be in anybody's movie. You're going to take religion out of it, out of the movie. And the idea is, but just think about it. If you have the concept of teachers teaching in kindergarten, the fastest is the difference between different sexes. in the process of developing of drinking water from the toilet under the SIPA conflict project from the United States of America, then something is terribly wrong in our country. The ACLU people are saying, we want to turn the United States into an ACLU. Those are their exact words. And they said that on the same day that people were fighting for their life in Las Vegas. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And we're just getting started today on Parker Pathways, the 3-hour live show on Republic Broadcasting Network. See you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you for being here, everyone. And now I'm going to say something that ties in with what we've been talking about, taking God out of the cosmic creation of a new medical formulation due to false accusations of being discriminated against, changing the medical system. Now we're going to take you a little step further in the few moments we have on this first hour, before we get into the second hour on this. I'm going to go back to Star Trek on the Discovery, television series is coming up next week, The Elimination of God. But because it's in a 23rd century context, I'm going to add ETs to this. Now, the whole idea here is to place the concept of George Bacella's book, which is which I presented this in 2006. It's called The Civilized Life in the Universe. It's printed by Oxford University Press, and it's the idea that the superiority of celestial beings is neither a process, it's a belief and a religious thought. And in order to eliminate religious thought, you need the concept of life being sustained in a formation of this. Now, the governments have avoided telling you the concept of it's more than water. Water's necessary for life, even from cosmic concepts of the meteorites, what they're saying. Because the average person's walking through and they'll say, I've had people say from other countries to me, they say, well, don't tell the public that because they'll never understand it. But I do that on every Parker Pathways. And the idea of the psychology that's going to be presented through the Star Trek Discovery, television show, is the idea that the ET beliefs are part of an existential function. In other words, to get a religious scale that there's a perceived meaning in life. So in other words, as the idea is to have the robot culture that's coming in on the new jobs, which is very well talked about on the stock market extensively, but you don't hear that part. You just hear about buy gold, put it under the mattress, not going to be any cash, which there won't be. And China has their new Bitcoin, which has already been put forth. But the only meaning in life is something which is where the robot develops artificial intelligence. And that's where it's going. In other words, it'll supersede gold in another way, where the gold will be part of the metal taken out of your body in water cremation, which I've talked about on this program many times. Thank you very much for being on the first hour of Parker Pathways. This is the beginning of the second and third hour of Parker Pathways. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. See you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.